While the usual messy list of device drivers is scrolling up the screen, I check inside my wardrobe. Sure enough, someone's transferred my luggage from the hotel. The suitcase I took to Darmstadt has finally caught up with me, because presumably one of the perquisites of being employed by a mad billionaire with designs on global domination is that he has a gigantic logistics and fulfillment operation dedicated to ensuring that nothing is ever missing when it's needed. I pull on a fresh pair of black jeans, a faded Scary Devil Monastery t-shirt, and a pair of rubber-soled socks. I feel much better immediately. It's as if my brain is slowly rebooting, just like the media center PC. It might all be for nothing if the bloody thing isn't networked, but you never know until you try to find out. And I might be suffering from acute cravings for unfiltered Turkish cigarettes, but at least now I know why. It's like finding out that the reason your machine's running slow is because some virus-writing spod from Maui has shanghaied it into a botnet and is using your bandwidth to spam penis enlargement ads across the Ukraine. It's a pain in the neck, but knowing what's going on is the first step to dealing with it. The boot sequence is complete. It's amazing what you can cram into a memory stick these days. It loads a Linux kernel with some very heavily customized device drivers, looks around, scratches its head, spawns a virtual machine, and rolls right on to load the Media Center operating system on top. I hit the boss key to bring the Linux session front and center, then have a poke around. If anyone interrupts me, another tap on the boss key will bring the brain-dead TV back on screen. I hunker down and take a look around the proc file system to see what I've got my hands on. Yep, it definitely beats duct crawling as a way of kicking Black Beret ass. It turns out that what I've got my hands on is annoyingly close to a stock Media Center PC. A Media Center PC is meant to look like a digital video recorder on steroids, able to play music and do stuff with your cable connection. So it's a fair bet that there's some sort of cable going into the back of the box, I reason. The box itself is pretty powerful. That is, it's roughly comparable to a 10-year-old supercomputer or a 5-year-old scientific workstation. And when it isn't spending half its energy scanning for viruses or painting a pretty drop shadow under the mouse pointer, it runs like greased whippet shit. But it doesn't have all the occult application support I'm used to finding preloaded, and as a development box, it sucks mud. If I hadn't brought my USB key, I wouldn't even have a C compiler. Having own-zored the box, I go looking for network interfaces. First results aren't promising. There's a dedicated TV tuner card and a cable going into the back, but no wired Ethernet. But then I look again and see the kernel's autoloaded an Orinoco driver. It hasn't come up by default, but... Huh! 5 minutes of poking around tells me what's going on here. This box probably came with an internal Wi-Fi card, but it's not in use. The PC is simply being used as a television, hooked up to the ship's coaxial backbone, and nobody's even configured the Ethernet setup under Windows. Possibly they don't know about the network card? The laundry issue USB stick detected it straight off and started running AirSnort in promiscuous node, hunting for wireless traffic, but it hasn't found anything yet. After about 30 seconds, I realize why and start cursing. I'm on board the Marbuza. The Marbuza is a converted Type 1135.6 guided missile frigate from the Sevenoia Design Bureau with love, by way of the Indian Navy. They may have stripped out the VLS cells and the deck guns, but they didn't remove the damage control or countermeasures suites or rip out the shielded bulkheads. This used to be a warship, and its internal spaces are designed to withstand the EMP from a nearby nuclear blast. Wi-Fi doesn't tunnel through solid steel armor and a Faraday cage very well. If I'm going to hack my way into Billington's communication center, I'm going to need to find a back door in, an occult network as opposed to an encrypted one. I pop the other USB stick out of the distal end of the bow tie. It's a small plastic lozenge with a USB plug at one end and a handwritten label that says, "Run me." I plug it in, then spend 10 minutes adding some modifications to its startup scripts. I pop it out, then reach down and pick up my dress shoes. What was it? Left heel and right shoelace? I strip out the relevant gizmos and stuff them in my pockets. hit the boss button, and flip the cummerbund upside down so that it's just taking a nap in front of the TV. They haven't given me back my gun, my phone, or my tablet PC, but I've got a Tillinghast resonator, an exploding bootlace, and a Linux key drive. Down but not out, as they say. So I open the door and go looking for a source of bandwidth to leech.